Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Randy from Bremerton is. Randy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning to Randy. Steve, you've got to leave the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Randy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which holiday is celebrated on the third Sunday of June?
Father's Day?
Correct. The two professional women's hockey league expansion teams are in Seattle and what other Northwest city?
Portland?
No.
No. Sacramento?
Nope.
I have no idea. Pass.
Harland is the real first name of what fast food founder?
Who is? What?
Harland is the real last, a real first name of what fast food founder?
KFC?
No.
No. McDonald's?
No.
Burger King?
No. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. got his PhD from what East Coast University?
Pass.
What movie popularized the phrase, show me the money?
No, show me the money is, I know this. Come back to it. I'll come back to it.
What European country gave birth to margarine?
London.
No. You guys are number one in my heart.
Thanks. Yeah. Brown University.
Randy, who's with you there?
Oh, my buddy Matt. He's sitting by me.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hi, Steve Miggs.
I didn't do so well today.
This is the first time I've played in almost, what, a year?
Well, you know what? We'll see how Steve does today.
So a little rusty. A little beat makes rust.
You might be a little rusty today too, Steve. Let's see. How are you feeling? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Which holiday is celebrated on the third Sunday of June?
Father's Day.
Yes. Danny. The two professional women's hockey league expansion teams are in Seattle and what other Northwest city?
Vancouver.
Correct. Harland is the real first name of what fast food founder?
Harland. Wendy's.
No.
Oh. Popeye.
No.
Harland, Carl's Jr.
No, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. got his PhD from what East Coast University?
Princeton?
No.
Yale?
No.
Duke?
No. What movie popularized the phrase, show me the money?
Jerry Maguire.
That's right. What European country gave birth to margarine?
Huh?
What European country gave birth to margarine?
France.
Yes. In what decade was the computer mouse invented?
I'm going to go 80s.
No.
90s.
No.
70s.
No. Colton Harris Moore was better known by what nickname?
The Barefoot Bandit.
He sure was. How many distinct sections are in the small intestine?
Four.
No.
3.
Yes. In which southern state will you find the world's only ventriloquism museum?
How do I not know about this? Alabama?
No.
Arkansas?
No.
Florida?
No. But obviously we need to go on a field trip, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Steve, you got 6 correct, and that is a win 6-1.
Whoa.
Next time, guys.
Yeah, next time. But on a lighter note, my daughter did graduate yesterday. So.
Congratulations.
From what school?
She graduated from, she graduated from Discovery High School.
That is very exciting.
I do love that you didn't know the name of the high school.
because it's not like, it's in South Kitsap School District, but it was an alternative school.
Gotcha.
Well, congratulations, Randy. Nice job to your daughter.
That's scary that if you asked him, if you said, what high school did your daughter just graduate from, he might have gotten that wrong as well.
Steve Miggs, the first name of Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. Harland.
Harland Sanders. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. got his PhD from Boston University.
Okay.
You were going in the right direction. The computer mouse was invented in the 60s.
The 60s.
I know. I was kind of shocked by that. And the southern state where you will find the world's only ventriloquism museum is Kentucky.
Oh. I don't really have a reason to go to Kentucky.
They have a Six Flags in Louisville.
Now we have 2 reasons to go to Kentucky.
The Daily Mix Show.
Migs, I don't know what's going on, but you're telling me that we have some big news happening right now.
We've got some breaking news. Earlier, you mentioned you were scared of snakes, and I said, well, what if we brought someone from the zoo? Mm-mm. Well, Farah from the Woodland Park Zoo got a hold of us because she heard about what's going on, and she has a proposal for you.
So we're going to chat with Farah, you say, from the Woodland Park Zoo?
And we're going to chat about snakes, Taryn Daly.
No, thank you. It's all happening after Guns N' Roses. Earlier this morning, it came up. I think it comes up quite a bit. That I have a fear of snakes.
Yes.
And when I was a little girl, I wasn't afraid of them. But the older I get, I feel the fear gets greater.
And so there was never like an incident. Like the snake never like, you know, ate your lunch. Or bit you or anything. They said mean things to you.
No, I just got
made fun of your knees. None of that.
I just got more and more squirrely about it the older I got. And
I love this because I joke and said, hey, what if we got somebody from the zoo to come by, the Woodland Park Zoo, and come by. And if they brought snakes, would you be willing to touch it?
And I would not.
But somehow it got back to the zoo because we have somebody from the zoo that's on the phone right now.
Farah, are you there?
I am. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it. So, yeah, we were talking about how Taryn has a massive fear of snakes, refuses to ever touch them. I got to imagine that that's something that comes up quite a bit at the zoo. I bet there are people that are just, even behind a glass enclosure, my wife will not even go near a snake.
You know, I was the same way before I started working here. And Taryn, you're not alone. That comes up all the time. But I have an idea for you. We have a team called the Ambassador Animals. And we've got some keepers that actually work with all sorts of animals. Mammals, raptors, and reptiles, like snakes. So I wanted to suggest that maybe we come by your studio. We're just down the street in Seattle. And we could bring some snakes with us and introduce you and try and help you conquer that fear.
What's really great, Farah, is that there's studios right next door where I could see the snakes through the glass if you did bring them here. They can be on the other side
Put them in the men's room studio and you just look that way?
Oh, my God. I mean...
We can get you into it. We can start outside the glass and then slowly bring them in. But I swear, these snakes, they're not out to get you. These snakes have been misunderstood, and we can come and demystify it a little bit. We'll introduce you, we'll take it slow, we'll show you, and then we'll get closer and let you touch a snake. And if you're up for it, you can hold one, but you don't have to. We'll just take it at your speed.
It's kind of like dating, you know?
I was going to say, it sounds like you're dating like back at WSU, but...
But it's snake dating instead of speed dating.
So have there been instances, though, where people have, like... maybe like passed out or freaked out when they've been that close to a snake over at the zoo?
And not at the zoo that I've seen. I think a lot of us carry that fear. And then the more that you see these animals and you learn their names and you learn their habits and you get up close, it really builds this empathy and it changes your mind. And so I get being afraid. I relate to it, Taryn. But if you are up for it, we'll bring a couple snakes and we'll let you see for yourself. I think that our keepers can change your mind.
Farah, my friend Steve Miggs here has passed out live on the radio before. It might be the second time in the history of this radio group that it happens.
Well, do you want to test it?
Yeah.
Do you want to see if you can make it happen?
Sure. Let's see if I can pass out by way of snake.
You're about to pass out. Your skin complexion has turned redder.
I'm a little nervous.
I'll be honest with you. Like, as much as I'm like, hey, it's Taryn, I'm not one to ever touch a snake. I'm not as scared as you. But, like, I'm also, my blood pressure's kind of rising. My heart rate is going. And we haven't even brought any snakes in here. Just the idea of touching a snake, because I don't know what that experience is like.
We're going to ease you into it. You don't have to touch it at first. We're going to introduce them. We're going to give you some fun facts. We're going to let you see them up close. And then when you're ready, you'll touch them. But I think it'll happen faster than you imagine. You're going to conquer this fear.
Do we need to bring, like, mice in to feed them or something like that to kind of endear ourselves to the snakes? Like, how does this work?
They only eat a couple times, a month. So we'll take care of that before we come.
Okay, perfect. I mean,
who's the nutritionist that convinced them that they only need to eat? I need that nutritionist.
Farah, thank you so much for being willing to, you know, help me face my fears. This is really freaking me out, but, you know, it's for the good of the snakes and the fact that they are a little bit misunderstood.
Are you up for it? Should we come later this week?
Let's do it.
All right, well, yeah, we'll put you on hold. Maybe we can get you in tomorrow morning around this time. I think that would be perfect just to see how this goes. I mean, will you hold a snake?
No.
So you just want to look at the snake?
I will exist in the same room as the snake, for sure. But I don't know if holding sounds like that's above my pay grade.
So you're going to make these nice people over at the Woodland Park Zoo, the ambassadors, come here, and you're not going to touch the snake?
Maybe with one finger.
You know, let's do it anyway.
Okay.
Because I want to like, I don't have a fear, but I'm a little skittish, and I want to conquer that. Danny, are you up for touching a snake?
No.
Oh, great.
But I will also exist in the same room as a snake.
This was going to be the most awkward experience ever then. So, Farah, I look forward to meeting you.
I look forward to meeting you. I'm going to bring my friends Kat and Alyssa, and you're going to love it. It's going to be great.
Can't wait.
Thank you, Farah. Appreciate you.
All right. See you tomorrow.
I guess we're doing it tomorrow. That's awesome. Yeah, let's make it happen.
We're doing it.
Bye.
Bye. Tomorrow you're going to do it.
I don't know what it is, Steve. I'm not holding a snake.
No, but they sound very nice.
I know. I will put one finger
on... Not the snake. Farah sounds nice.
She does.
Yeah.
I will put one finger on one scale.
That's it.
On the tail.
So if they said, hey, you could hold it or like wrap it around your neck or none of that.
I don't want to. I'm scared.
That's how you conquer fears. You got to face them head on. You too, Danny. We're all touching snakes.
That's okay.
Weird. I got an email from HR.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If you prove that to us, we're going to hook you up with tickets to the Layne Staley Tribute Concert, and that's going to be featuring Jar of Flies at the Neptune Theater on August 23rd. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to the Layne Staley Tribute Concert featuring Jar of Flies, and that is going down at the Neptune Theater on August 23rd. Our contestant today is McCall in Bellevue. Good morning, McCall.
Good morning.
We're going to give this wheel a spin and see if you will be playing with me or Migs.
All right. There goes the wheel. It's currently on me. It's now on T-Dog. Will it stay on T-Dog?
Ooh.
The answer is yes.
You and me, McCall.
All right, let's go.
All right, here is your clip.
Sorry.
Can you play it again?
I can totally help you.
Okay, I think I need it.
So the title of the song is another word for a leap.
Jump.
Yes.
Yes.
And
now I just have to get the band.
The band featured the vocals of two different individuals. One of them was Sammy Hagar, and the other one was David Lee Roth.
Woo! Oh,
Sometimes if you are in a band, you might travel from gig to gig in a...
Oh, Van Halen.
We're halfway there. Living on a prayer.
All right, Danny, I'm ready for my clip. Oh, that would be Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Wait, McCall, I feel like you knew that one.
Yeah, I did right away.
Yeah, it's always that
Who doesn't know Free Bird? Come on.
Shout out to our buddy Jose.
This is his jam.
This is his jam. PR guy for Walter Jones and many other great people.
Well, McCall, congratulations. We are sending you to the Lane Staley Tribute Concert featuring Jar of Flies at the Neptune Theater on August 23rd.
Awesome.
Have a great day.
I got to MC that event last year, by the way.
Yes.
It was so much fun, and the place was packed out. I just love the Neptune Theater and think it's so cool that we have some of those insanely historic buildings here in Seattle. Just so much fun.
When they switched it to being like a concert venue, not just like, because I remember being, this makes me feel old, but I remember when it was a movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, kids, the Neptune Theater was a movie theater.
Ugh.
But man, I've seen so many great bands, including The Hold Steady, which is a band I love, and 21 Pilots before they blow up even as big. You know, now they're an arena band.
That's crazy.
But I remember seeing them on their tour where they did the Neptune Theater, and it was one of the best concerts I've ever seen. So yeah, any show there, it sounds great. Like you said, it's just a cool energy in that room just because of how old that building is.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, that's going to be a fun one. The Lane Staley Tribute Concert, August 23rd.
The Daily Migs Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, go ahead, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Van Halen.
Ah, yes!
All morning, we've received some great texts and great phone calls from you, but we haven't had the chance to get to everybody yet. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, Steve, we got into a great conversation about the strange or crazy things you woke up to. And this was all inspired by you nearly choking to death at the dentist's office.
I fell asleep while I was having my crack in my tooth filled and fixed and all that. And I woke up as I guess I snored and inhaled the water that they were doing to clean. And then the little mouth gap block thing that they put in my mouth fell into my mouth. And then, yeah, I could have died.
You're lucky to be here with us this morning.
I feel blessed to live another day.
So we have a couple folks on hold right now that want to talk about the crazy or strange things that they woke up to. One person, it involves an ex and a weapon.
Okay.
But first, we're going to chat with Louie in Seattle. Louie, what is the crazy or strange thing that you woke up to?
Oh, I went to the Tri-Cities boat races one year and was partying, got all drunk, and nightfall came and I kind of got lost and disoriented, and I was walking around and stepped in a hole and lost one of my flip-flops and just kind of figured that, you know, I was too wasted to go on, so I just passed out on the grass. And like I said, it was nightfall and dark out. Woke up the next kind of early in the morning. It was still dark out, and I had slugs all over my back.
Oh, hard pass, man.
That's awful. Did you have a shirt on or were you shirtless?
No, it's all I had on was just shorts and, baseball hat and sunglasses and flip-flops. I never did get the flip-flop back, so I was barefoot the rest of the weekend, which pretty much sucked.
You know what that makes me think of?
You know how hot it is over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I know leeches are slugs are different than leeches, but it makes me think of that scene. Remember in Stand By Me?
Oh, God.
Leeches!
No thank you to the slugs.
That might be one of the more horrific scenes in any movie I've ever witnessed.
Just terrible.
Right?
Yeah.
Makes you never want to jump into like a water that's not a pool.
Nope.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Andy from Tumwater, you have a story about the crazy or strange thing that you woke up to. Tell us about it.
Oh, boy, do I. Okay, so I was dating this girl, kind of just hooking up or whatever, but after about the third or fourth time I stayed the night, you know how you get that eerie feeling like someone's staring at you when you're asleep?
Yes.
Okay, so I opened my eye, her, and she's holding a butcher knife standing at the door.
And who was it?
Staring at me. It was a girl I was messing around with.
Okay, I'd rather wake up with a slug on me than that, I'd say.
No, absolutely. But the thing is, she just kind of had this glazed over look, and then she just casually walks away. So I gather up my stuff, and I bolt out the house. Well, I talk to her sister the next day, and it turns out that she was severely bipolar and paranoid schizophrenic.
Oh, my gosh.
So that relationship pretty much got 86 right then and there. So.
But the sex was probably amazing.
Without question.
It wasn't as bad as that, but I told you the starting time where I woke up, he said, do you ever feel like someone's staring at you? That happened, it was with an ex. And I remember I woke up and the room was dark because this is when I lived in Wallingford and none of us had keys to the house. There was like 18 billion of us living in this house at the time. I was living for like 100 and something bucks a month. And it was my ex was in the room with me, sitting down, just staring at me. And I'm like, and I wake up and I'm like, there's someone in the room. And she's like, I think I'm pregnant.
Oh, God.
You know what? Actually, looking back, I would have rather had a butcher knife. She wasn't.
Oh, no.
Thanks for the update.
Well, as soon as it happened, I'm like, we're going to Wallingford. We're going to the Wallingford QFC, and we're getting a pregnancy test.
But I bet the sex was great.
She was pretty cool.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now.
We've gotten a bunch of text messages. I wish I saw Miles popped in for a half a second. We should have grabbed him because we've gotten so many text messages from people who had a great time at the Miles Montgomery Golf Tournament, which, yes, that was a great time. But a few people brought up, can we please talk about the hole-in-one? We mentioned it earlier, but that was one of the coolest things. Unfortunately, we didn't see it live.
No.
We saw it on social media, and if you missed it, this is the moment when a guy at Miles' golf tournament, standing on a toilet bowl. Paint the picture for everybody.
He was standing on top of a toilet seat, leaned over, driving the ball down the fairway, and ended up with a hole-in-one.
And this was at the Heckle Hole, which is like insanity's happening at the Heckle Hole. That basically Ted and Thrill are heckling people.
Blasting Nerf guns.
Nerf guns. And then there happens just to be a random toilet bowl right next to the where you drive the ball.
Unreal.
And here's that moment.
There's no way you don't fall.
Go for it.
Oh!
Right down the fairway.
First of all, I love Ted's expression. Oh! And now you'll hear as people start dropping expletives, they realize that ball isn't just getting close to the hole, but it's going in hole in one. I love that guy. No effing way. And everybody's hugging. Like, this is like this guy just won $1 million.
And now we have the man.
Good morning.
The legend with us.
God.
The one whose name is on the tournament, Miles Montgomery.
You could hear the roar of that crowd.
Bro.
At CenturyLink. When that guy hit that hole-in-one. I mean, I thought the entire golf course blew up.
Were you standing there when it happened?
I was right beside that hole.
Oh,
so I was there all day at 16. And I was playing with each individual team. I got one shot. I see Ted jump up and down, and he was hot. Steve's losing his mind, and I don't even think Steve pays attention to anything.
No.
I mean, ever.
No.
Like we hold his hand and walk in places. And
thank God Mike is filming it.
Yeah. It was absolutely awesome.
What are the odds?
It was a great day. It really was. Thank you guys for coming out early, man, and doing that.
We had so much fun.
Walked in today real quick, and there's no one here.
No, everybody's hungover.
We are professionals. Just remember that. We go have fun, and we get the job done, but we show up to work, right?
That's our boss canceled our usual meeting.
I know, like, all the things. Like, nah, we're here.
Dude, that was so much fun. I can't wait for next. We got to do another one, right?
I'm hoping so. Everyone said they had a blast. I did zero complaints. I mean, everyone's like, this is awesome.
Can I ask a random question of you, Miles? Because I know you play in a lot of these golf tournaments. Are they typically named after someone who is still alive, or are a lot of the...
No, they're all dead. I mean, I feel like you're the only alive person I know. I'm in bed by 8:30. I don't have a life. I eat oatmeal. I mean, I'm right there.
It was a love fest, man. So how do we get this footage in the hands of like ESPN and Barstool
Sports?
That's
what I was kind of trying to noodle through last night, too.
Right.
Like, this is something that, like, people need to see this.
Yes.
They just need to see what happened. So, yeah, we got to get that done.
And it's on the Men's Room social media. It's on KSW's as well, but just look on Instagram. You'll find the video of it. It's phenomenal.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're going to be heading from the golf course to the Mariners game next week. Wednesday, June 18th is the date, and it's a Red Sox game that day, which is always a good time. We've got the hookup on discounted tickets, and you can snag yours at KISW.com. I cannot say thank you enough to everyone who joined us yesterday for the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic. An absolute blast. And one of the big highlights, obviously, or maybe the biggest highlight, was watching that guy hit a hole-in-one off of a toilet seat on the heckle hole.
I said that was number one. Number two, we're getting hand rolls over at the Trapper Sushi hole because they were set up making sushi for people who wanted them.
That was so fantastic.
Yes.
Another core highlight, though... First of all, none of us are golfers in this room.
At all.
But Danny decided to literally take a swing at it, and this is what happened.
Do you like how I messaged or like said many times I want to try this and everyone just left?
Yeah, you can't touch our
clubs.
No, Danny, you're not touching our clubs.
There's golf clubs right here.
Do it. I bet there's a ball in the bag.
I think this is a driver.
Yeah, we had no idea whose bag this was. I'm just like, do it.
I also, yeah, Steve, just the instigator.
Come on.
Get in there.
They're not going to mind.
You can drive, right?
I might hit somebody if I try.
You definitely would.
You're not going to get the ball that far.
Yes, I am. I bet you $100
won't. Are you having flashbacks to Danny in the batting cage right now? Because I am.
Okay.
You might not even hit the ball. I bet you won't even hit the ball.
So then we get the ball all set up, and he's got a club. And spoiler alert, I'm glad I didn't agree to that $100 bet.
No.
Do you think he's going to hit it?
I think he's going to get it halfway.
Halfway?
Halfway.
Do you think he's going to get it?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't think he's going to hit it at all.
Here we go.
Oh, what did I tell you?
What? Danny!
Yeah.
You did it! Let's go! Miles, what do you think?
That was amazing. I mean, to not play golf and to do that,
that was fantastic.
And just to listen to Green Day.
Wasn't that awesome?
Danny's a natural.
Miles was so impressed. I think that must have been like a dad being impressed by his kid for like the first time ever.
Dude, he gave me a hug.
He did.
I was like, wow. That must have really impressed him.
I've worked with Miles for over 20 years now. He has yet to hug me.
That's fair.
Good job, Danny.
The Daily Migs Show.
A man got himself arrested because, well, he thought he was going to get more than just a dance at a gentleman's club. You're going to hear what happened during the Daily Mix download after Foo Fighters.
A hand roll.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And Taryn Daly, let's go back in time to many, many years ago. Back in time to 1999.
Ooh.
Do you remember this song?
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room.
Okay, apparently based on how you're dancing and how you're moving, you do remember the Chris Rock classic.
Yes.
Well, apparently some guy who's 21 years old, granted it was a little bit before his time, apparently does not remember that song because there is no sex in the champagne room, but he thought there was going to be, and he was arrested because he went to a place called Oz Gentlemen's Club. This happened in Florida. He's 21. He called 911 and said that he requested sex from a staff member.
Oh.
and gave them $300, but when they took him to the private room and did not have sex with him, he was very upset about that. So he called the cops.
Oh, no.
Now, $300 is the price of their 30-minute VIP champagne room experience, or they call it package.
Of course they do.
No sex in the champagne room. So, well, the cops show up. He was drunk. Turned out he just turned 21 last week, so I think he was partying a little bit too hard, so they arrested him for misusing 911 and also released him the same day for $500 bail.
Also, I'm very curious, what does $300 for 30 minutes get you in the VIP champagne room?
It doesn't get you this.
The Florida Panthers dominated the Edmonton Oilers last night.
I believe they had sex with them in the champagne room.
Definitely did. It was 6-1. I mean, they just ran off with it. It was ugly. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup final. Game 4 is happening this Thursday.
They truly outplayed them. That was not a good game.
It was very disappointing. Hopefully no one was more disappointed than my son, Barrett, who now is an Oilers fan.
Apparently, Tatum, also an Oilers fan, because she thought the goalie's helmet was cooler.
She's right. The helmet is way cooler.
Hey, speaking of hockey, the Seattle Kraken, they did welcome their brand new coach yesterday with a press conference. Lane Lambert, the new coach of your Seattle Kraken. Last thing he did as far as a coach, he was the assistant coach, associate coach, with the Toronto Maple Leafs. And during the press conference, he talked about how excited he is to be coaching here in the Pacific Northwest.
I can't wait to get started. I can't wait to set up roots in Seattle here. And my wife and I get involved in the community. The fan support, the fan base is phenomenal. Standing behind the visitor's bench and watching the passion and the volume of the crowd, I can't wait to do it as a home coach. Really looking forward to it. So thank you very much.
Let's go, Lane.
Yeah.
Is this going to be our year?
Well, it's so funny. I told my wife, like, oh, they got a new coach or showing or something. And she's like, do they get a new coach every year? I'm like, it kind of feels that way. Yeah, they had one coach for a couple of seasons, and then since then, three coaches in 3 years.
It's hard times in Seattle, man.
I hope this is the guy. I'm skeptical, but
sure.
Let's hope it's better than last year, at least. As far as weather, we're in the high of 79 degrees. It's going to be sunny. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. Oh, the Mariners lost yesterday, but they're back at it against the Arizona Diamondbacks today, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.